I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have a duo from based in Brooklyn, right? You guys are based in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. They are Liam Robinson and Gene Rowe, otherwise known as Robinson and Rowe. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
And not your first visit to Duluth, I hear.
No.
You were here with playing with Rachel Kilgore.
Yeah, we played at Sacred Heart Music last year with her, and we played at Zeitgeist Arts once before that. So.
And that's where you're playing tonight, Teatro Zuccone, with Kyle Ola. And what time does that show start?
Good question.
All right, we'll find that out.
Showtime.
We'll find that out. I have the magic of the internet here. And, you know, it would be nice if I would find that information before I start the interview. But, you know.
Well, we're the ones who have to
you know,
the show,
7, so. 8, somewhere in there.
Whenever we feel like showing up. Well, let's get started with a song, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about the two of you. Because although you've been in Duluth before, I don't think you've been in our studios before. So
that's right.
So looking forward to finding out a little more. What do you want to start with?
We're going to play one of mine. It's called Safe Harbor. 1, 2, 3.
Woo! Safe harbor, you were taken by a storm. The people of this town cannot stay here anymore. And you say you can see the warning signs in the rear view. You could hear that warning bell behind you, oh, but you could not hear it then. Well, the wind cried and the tide rose, but we can't live in hiding, and we fight for what's ours until it goes, till it's gone. Until I'm gone.
That is Robinson and Roe, live from Studio A, and one of yours, you said, Liam. And
that's
when you
right.
So when you say that, is that one that is included on your EP?
Yeah, we just put out a new record called Hunger. That one's on there, and some of the songs on there are written by me, some written by Gene, and some are we wrote together. So.
And this is your debut as Robinson and Roe. So I'm assuming you each seem to have your individual music careers, and you've come together. So tell me a little bit about your background, Liam.
Well, let's see. Gene and I met in New York 14 years ago. Before that, I was going to school in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I grew up in Green Bay and left for the big city in 2003 and, to study music there and met Gene. So we've been making music together for over a decade. In one way or another, Gene has her own band and has various projects. And this duo is kind of one of the newest ways that we've been making music together just the last couple of years. So I also am a sideman with other songwriters and do some theater work and, write songs and write some with Gene.
All right. How about you, Gene? Tell me a little bit about your musical background.
Yeah. So I grew up in on the East Coast. And met Liam, as he said, in New York, going to school at the New School. Both of us were studying music at that time, playing all kinds of different stuff. I've always written songs. As Liam said, I lead a band of my own that Liam plays in called Gene Roe and the End of the World Show. Different kind of music, also super fun, and it's great being out traveling this month and a half. Liam and I are, you know, releasing this record, Hunger, and going around the East Coast, the Midwest, down south, playing shows for folks, like we'll do tonight.
So after all the time that you've known each other and worked together, why did you decide now was the time to do the duo?
That's a good question.
Well, we fell in love.
Okay. Did that take a long time along the process, or did it just happen recently?
A couple years ago, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we've been friends, been fast friends for a long time. So
So it kind of makes sense for you to have a project that you can travel together, it sounds like.
It was completely practical.
Yeah, it's a purely practical decision. It was an arranged band.
No, you know, we've always shared our songs with each other as we've written them. You know, I think most songwriters would tell you they have a close confidant or two or a group of people that they share their writing with as they're developing it. And Liam has always been that for me, and I think vice versa. And so... But I think it's always been kind of a stretch for us to think about collaborating on something. And just a few years ago, we applied to, I think what really kicked it off was we started sharing some scraps of our writing, like unfinished pieces, and saying, hey, if you hear anything in this, why don't you see, it's yours too. You can play with this little bit of a song that I wrote. And a few years ago, we applied to a writing residency in Upper Michigan, at the Crosshatch Center for Art and Ecology, and had this amazing 2 weeks there where we were able to really dig in together on some of these little song fragments and realized, oh, we have this this way of working together as writers, but also in developing a band sound, which we hadn't really experimented with before.
And you said your other band sounds very different. What's the sound of your other project?
It's a great big group of folks, drums, bass, a little more rocking, and draws on some influences from Brazilian music. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, are those some of the people you have a video and a song, National Anthem, Arise, Arise, which is kind of fun.
Sure.
I was looking at that this morning. Are some of those people involved in that?
Yeah, some of those people are the percussionist and bass player. That's a, for your listeners, that's a pretty cool video to check out. It's a song, a national anthem for the United States that I wrote. Liam arranged a brass ensemble arrangement for it, and we got some of our neighbors in Brooklyn to come sing in a choir. So some music friends and just some people who live nearby.
And it's in an old church, it looks like.
Yeah, it's in
Judson
Memorial
Church. It's just a lovely setting. What inspired you to decide you needed to write a national anthem? That's
you know,
a bold thing to do.
It was a radio show, actually.
Okay.
There's a radio show called Studio 360.
Shout out to radio.
Yeah, we love the radio. they had a listener challenge around the 4th of July one year. Just said, hey, what would happen if you rewrote the national anthem? The national anthem we have has a lot of words. It's very vocally challenging. What if you wrote something else that we could actually sing? And I heard that and I thought, you know, I have different issues with the current national anthem. Like, it's about the War of 1812 and it's about military might. And what about all the people who sacrificed in different ways and continue to sacrifice in different ways to make this country a place that can live up to its ideals? So that's what inspired that song. And when we recorded it, we thought, you know, it's an anthem. We should do this. We should try to do this in a way that befitting of an anthem. So that's where the brass ensemble and choir came into play.
And if people are interested in that, it's, I know it's posted on your Facebook page, which is, and your name is spelled H-R-O-R-R-O-H-E. I'm going to really get people screwed up here. R-O-H-E. Her last name is Roe, R-O-H-E, Jean Roe. If you're interested in looking at that video, it's kind of fun.
Thanks.
That's kind of some of the stuff that you've been doing individually. Oh, and you also were one of the finalists in the Telluride Bluegrass Songwriting Festival last year, right? Which is, isn't that something that Rachel Kilgore had also participated in?
Rachel was the person who actually turned me on to that.
Okay.
I met Rachel a couple of years back at another music festival mm-hmm. on the East Coast, and she actually wrote me a note after hearing me play, and I somehow got lost in the shuffle for ages, and then somebody else turned me on. I had never heard her music before, and I wrote to her independently, and she was like, yeah, I wrote to you a while ago. So we're mutual admirers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. But yeah, the Telluride contest was pretty amazing. It's beautiful in Colorado, mm-hmm. In the mountains, very striking landscape and amazing music.
Yeah. I've never been to that. I think it's on my list. I need to do that one. I need to do that one for sure. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more about the album and anything else you guys want to talk about. I was very excited. Liam, in his bio, or the bio for the band, said that you'd been in the play on Broadway, War Horse. You were involved in the music with that, right?
That's right.
Which happens to be the only Broadway play I've ever seen. So I think I think I saw you in that, or heard you, I guess.
Yeah, most people don't remember me because there are life-size horse puppets on stage, so that kind of sticks with you a little more than an accordion player.
So. Oh, and spoiler alert, we do have an accordion in the studio today. It's out of the case. I'm hoping it's going to be used at some point.
It might not make an appearance today on the radio, but maybe a little teaser for tonight. All you accordion lovers out there. Actually, accordion haters, too. So, you know.
This is a big accordion town. Back when I first moved here in the 80s, accordions were huge. We have an accordion museum across the bridge.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Gene's first visit here. My brother lives in Duluth, and we walked down the hill to see Grandma's marathon. And right at the bottom of the hill where the race was going by, there was a tent, four women playing accordions. So welcome to New York, or welcome to Duluth.
I was like, it's just how I pictured it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what would you like to play next?
We're going to play a tune of mine called Ashes to Ashes. One, two, three, four. Slip and the wheels will run. temple high on a hill, the thirsty gods can't get their fill. It's there we love, and it's there we lie. And every night it's there.
That's Robinson and Rowe live from Studio A, and another one from the Hunger album
that
EP.
One is actually going to be on the next band record that I have coming out with my group. But it's one song that we put in the Robinson and Rowe repertoire because it's got a cool vibey banjo guitar thing too that it can do.
Well, and your vocal harmonies are very nice on that
as well. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Hunger EP a little bit more. And it's, you know, I never know where the line is between EP and album. Seven songs, so.
We just started calling it a record, so.
I like it.
I don't know. It's 21st century.
So the two of you play various instruments. Liam, it looks like you play banjo, accordion, piano, brushes, on that as well. And you also had some other people playing with you. Tell me about them. About the band that you had working with.
Yeah, we went up to a studio in Catskill, New York, and it's an old house. We knew we wanted to get out of the city and kind of get the band in one place and be sort of holed up, which is a fun way to make a record. And we brought along with us some beautiful musicians, bass player Chris Tordini, who's a Brooklynite and plays in a lot of great projects there, including Gene's Band and some other. He's just a monster player.
He's like a first call jazz bass player in town.
First call? Like he's the first guy you call when you need somebody?
He's the first guy you call
in all of New York.
Wonderful fiddler from Scotland who also lives in Brooklyn. Her name is Hannah Reed. And then a songwriter and wonderful guitar player lives up in Portland, Maine. And his name is...
Kyle Morgan.
Who also goes by... I was going to say Kyle Ola, but that's the that's local Duluthian.
Yes.
Who we're playing with tonight.
Yes. So you went up to the Catskills, you said? And how long did it take you to make the album?
We were there for 4 days. Okay. So, I don't know. For some people, that's a long time. For some people, that's a short time. It was pretty quick. We did it pretty much... We all got in a room, played the songs, which is, we make records lots of different ways, and records that have drums and amps and stuff, you often got to get people sort of sequestered in their own rooms so that people's sound is not, you know, crossing over if you want to do it that way. So it was just really fun. We were all playing string instruments. It has this natural acoustic balance to it, so we could just sit in a room, and it was kind of a revelation that way. Mm-hmm. It's just like we tried to do it very natural. You can hear the room. You can hear the sort of fiddle ringing in the corners in this wooden space. So
I'm assuming your band maybe is it more electric than this particular project?
So it is my band. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is more electric than this particular project.
So this is just a bit different. So when you started doing this together, how did you, Liam, is this similar to what you've done in the past as far as your own work, as far as being acoustic and?
Well, I've done a lot of things, but this is really the first band that I
really
made. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been a sideman for a long time, mm-hmm. play with songwriters, Becca Stevens, mm-hmm. and more recently I've been working with Anais Mitchell, doing some.
Who is wonderful. And yeah. you've worked on the Hadestown musical, which is such a great project. For people that, tell us a little bit about that for people who don't know.
Yeah, Hadestown is this folk opera that Anais started working on 10 years ago when she was living in Vermont. And it became this very funky, cool local production of a lot of artists, musicians, theater people. And it's a retelling of the Orpheus myth, Orpheus going to the underworld to rescue his bride. And it's just a very sort of American and modern retelling. And it's had a long life. And most recently, it had an off-Broadway run in New York City, and I had the great fortune to be the music director. So I was working with singers and leading the band a good chunk of last year.
I'm happy to hear that it's still out there because we have the album. We've had the album since it came out, as Greg Brown sings on it and lots of other people. I think Justin Vernon. And it's just a really wonderful project. So I'm happy that it has legs. And
Gene and I both really loved that album. And the person who produced that is Todd Sikafoos, and we subsequently, through Gene's record and Todd mixed Gene's record, and we kind of made friends with Todd, and he is also the mixing engineer on Hunger, mm-hmm. our new record. So that's another little thumbprint that's on this record that is just a nice addition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is this like for you then? If this is your first band after all this time in music, is it fun?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I write songs all the time, and a lot of them just live in drawers. And it's great to get them out of drawers and out of doors. And
and is that something that was it scary at first, or was it, hey, this is awesome, I get to get these out in the world? Was there any trepidation, or were you just?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, there's always know. Mm-hmm. The natural, just like nervousness of being an artist, being a performer. But I don't know. I mean, I perform all the time, so.
But it's so, when it's your writing, it seems like it adds that little layer of personal, personal risk.
True.
To it.
That's it.
But
that's
for
it.
Some people, that's not an issue, you know.
They well, just... I'm getting used to it.
well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
We'd like to play the title track on this record. The record's called Hunger, and there's some beautiful album art. If you go to our website, you can see this wonderful triptych album art by Andrew Benincasso, who's a paper cut artist and a good friend living in Brooklyn.
And what is your website for people that...
It's robinsonandroe.com, and Roe is spelled R-O-H-E.
Okay.
So...
there is a T-Rex skeleton on the front cover, which I think is... pretty cool.
Yeah, this song is a real epic in it, and I mean that in the sort of true sense of the word, I guess. Although it is kind of epic too, as in that's epic. It's Hunger. It's about America, and here it is. 1, 2, 3.
Children then, we drove across this country with the windows down. We stopped for gas and ice cream in these reservation towns. The curving mountain lanes and the asphalt arrow running through the plains. We were lovers then. We drove across this country with the windows down. We touch those heavy stones that hold this nation to the ground. The rocks that have endured, great paperweights for freedom's written word. But these awesome peaks are not monument enough for our hungry thoughts. We must raise a stone for each brave act, for each war fought. As if memory's great ship about these tethered weights would set adrift. And we wondered if our love would endure the certain pain, and if this land could withstand the crimson stain of our hunger. We were dreamers then. We drove across this country with the windows down. We stopped for gas and coffee in these migrant worker towns. We touched those heavy stones and the greatest lakes this ancient earth has known. But these torrent streams cannot cool the burning of our open pores. We must turn our greedy mouths up to the drinking gourd. From sea to thirsty sea, these mighty rivers yearn to be free. And we wonder if our love would endure the certain pain, and if this land can withstand the iron chains of our hunger. This country with the windows down. We stop for gas and bathrooms in these slag heap company towns. We buy some pretty stones and fill our tank with prehistoric bones. These fossil lakes are the inkwells for a novel of our times. We scratch with furious hands to soothe our feverish minds. Though the ink is running dry, we still insist to ride upon the sky. Oh, this spacious sky is not poetry enough for our swelling lungs. We must write 1,000 songs to carry on our tongues. Our thoughts will burn so bright, we can white the stars out from the sky at night. If our love would endure the certain pain, and if this land can withstand the endless strain of our hunger. This thirsty land of trading posts, and stop to stretch our tired legs among the hungry ghosts. As o'er the earth we roam, the past will live inside these heavy stones. But these pilgrim rocks are not elegy enough for our aching hearts. We must plant a stone for every soul when it departs. Till every shady grove is a grinding mouth of molar set in rows. And we'll wonder how our love endured the certain pain, as we are swallowed by the land again. Oh, the hunger, oh, the hunger, oh, the hunger.
That was really lovely. That is Robinson and Rowe live from Studio A, and the title song from their new record, The Hunger. Or that one's just called Hunger, right?
Yeah.
Just hunger. No thaw. Yes. All right. Making sure I got it right. Thank you so much. It was really nice meeting you guys, and that sounds just wonderful. Again, Robinson and Rowe have a show tonight at Teatro Zuccone in downtown Duluth, and that is at 7:30. I checked it out.
Kyle Ola will be playing.
He's going to be opening the show.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. And you said you're already working on new material, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So stay tuned, as they say.
Or come to the show and hear it.
You'll get to hear more of that tonight. All right. Well, that's good to know. And you'll be playing the accordion?
Yep. Accordion tonight. Woo.
That's just a little teaser. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Quinn Ryan, Morgan Kohler, and Amy McNamara, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.